You do have to give him a lot of credit. It was a real tight, close affair. There was very little in it in terms of passage of real top-class football. I suppose we had a period maybe in the second half or first half, maybe 6 or 7 minutes, we got a real good run on them and playing good football. But over the course there, you wouldn't turn around and say there was an awful lot of cohesion in the game in respect to both teams playing ball, and that probably comes down from the semi-final element of it, the intensity, and the familiarity that people know, and the closeness that we are situated with each other. So that was a big element in the overall course of the game. However, as I say, you're right. You've got to give them credit for coming and getting that point out of that situation. Yeah.
Maybe now in the replay that both sides will throw off the shackles a bit, and you know we put more freedom to them and really go at it and give us a
who
real
knows?
Open game.
Who knows? You know, you don't know. Every game is different. You know. We were involved with two with Oma and then with Carrigmore and then this and went to another one, and every game that we played had been different, so you honestly don't know what way it was going to go. That's the truth of it.
And the post hit denied you a couple of times in the second half there.
That happened, you know, and that's part of football. Those things are going to happen and you've just got to accept it, you know. It would be worse if you weren't creating those opportunities, you know. That would be a bigger concern, because that would be a lot harder to rectify and truth, you know. So you know, if you're not creating those chances in football, there's no future for you. So one day they go for you, and the next day they don't last. While we got those chances, and I'm saying it, as long as you're creating them, you're always going to be in with that shout.
Are you pleased with the patience your boys showed? Because obviously there will be a lot of pressure on you once they go a man down early on.
Aye,
the expectation is
yours
got to win.
Well, that's true, you know, but the conditions had a big impact on it. There, you know, that was a fairly strong breeze, you know, and the reality is that. There's always going to be praise with your chances to make it, and we got a few chances, and we just, you know, probably down to bad luck as much as anything else if you come off the post. But we've had a wee bit of luck, you know, so it evens itself out over the course of it. And the most important thing is, are you still in the championship? Do you still have a chance? Are you going to be there and have a chance to go through to that final? And that means we're still there, and that's the most important part of it. Colin will be in the same boat, but we're still there, and that's the main thing.
We query over the timekeeping at the end there, because they announced 4 and he played 3.5.
Aye, well, you know, it's I suppose refereeing, I've seen the semi-finals in both games have been I suppose have been disappointing maybe. However, it is what it is, and we play on. I suppose you can't turn around and say that the referee had an outcome, and you know, in fact he did not. Not in any slight way. So I have to say it again, look, we're just delighted to be still involved in the championship. I know it's easy to say it, but there's some difference between being involved in the championship and been losing by 1 point. Like, it's a world of difference.
It's turned into some odyssey, isn't it, Damien?
Well, it is, you know. And the thing about, I suppose the thing that's massively important about where we're at, look, to know, we had 7 players played in the championship, currently playing in the championship, who were involved in an Ulster under-21 team of 2 years ago. And we've had another player come in and played in the championship who wasn't involved in that panel, who was younger. So that's 8 players have been involved, you know, who are 23 and younger, in terms of, you know, in terms of a championship panel. And whilst we're talking about now and the current team, those players have gained a massive amount of experience, and how that's going to hold, you know, the team and the development team and the ongoing progress of the team over the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years is also a big part of it. Like, and I appreciate we live and we play and we, you know, it's all about today. But looking at the bigger overall picture, you know, Clonoe are in a good strong position in respect to going forward, and in regards to the experience the players have gained, it's invaluable.
In the very short term, what about Stephen McNulty there?
I don't really know, I mean, without a proper physio assessment, but with the game, I think, fixed for Friday night, it's hard to see how he's going to make, without having any, you know, scientific feedback from the physios. Maybe it'll be a mental miracle. Maybe we'll go to ice baths, there'll be holy water in them.
Your heart must have been in your mouth at the end, because you have got the late goals and they had a chance of it, obviously.
They had a chance.
Fisted it over.
I do, aye. You'd think, you know, if I'd been Dan McNulty, I think I'd been bushed back in net, to be frank with you. That's maybe the difference.